The Poet of Sound. Franz Kafka. You describe the poet as a wonderfully great human being whose feet are on the earth while his head is vanishing in the clouds. This is, of course, a common image in the thought framework of petty bourgeois conventions. It is an illusion of hidden desires that has nothing in common with reality. In reality, the poet is always much smaller and weaker than the average in society. He therefore feels the heaviness of life on earth much more intensely and strongly than other people. His singing is for him personally only a crying. For artists, art is a suffering through which he frees himself for a new suffering. He is not a giant, but only a more or less colourful bird in the cage of his existence. You too? Gunther Anders. Writing Poetry Today. Why still write poetry? Who do you want to reach with what you do? What situation do you want to put them in with your product? And what for? Don't push back the question. To express yourself, or do you write poetry towards yourself? What is the other person's business? How you feel? Do you want to make him read? Make him speak? Make him sing? Where should who sing what? Should he sing individually? Or with others? What do you see before you? A lonely man? Who? In what situation? Or a lecture hall? I'm just asking. I know I can only ask.